sometimes your friends can be a bad influence. What was my point? I'm kind of dumb. But sometimes I really surprise myself when I'm like, I can't believe I figured that out.
I want something sexy. That's LIQUOR. Don't get it twisted.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kitty Liquor. That's LIQUOR. Don't get it twisted. I'm your host, Cat Wonders, and this is episode 127. So, today I'm going to be playing with my sleeves the entire time because, first of all, who doesn't love a good sleeve? But they are a little bit more high maintenance, so that's what's going on. I am excited to be here. I showered this morning and I don't typically wash my hair on the day that I'm filming because it is quite a bit more work, but it is later in the day. You can't really tell, however, because I've got a cover on my window. So I actually ordered it from Temu and it's just a film you can put over top of a window. It's supposed to kind of mimic stained glass. Clearly, it's not really doing that. But the entire thing is really cool. It's like cactus. It's a cactus with like a sunset in the background, but all you're seeing is just the bottom part. So I put a banana there to make it a little bit more interesting for you. I went crazy on Temu, if you couldn't tell. I bought some neon lights because it still blows my mind that they're so cheap. And I was like, I want to like really make my podcast background quite like different and exciting and not boring, because then if you're not interested in what I'm saying, at least then you'll be interested in maybe looking at my background. I'm trying to keep you around. No, I'm just joking. So I love this. Okay, these are, by the way, so crooked. I literally did this yesterday. I was going to film this podcast yesterday, but then something randomly came up and I had to leave. But I ordered this one, the Disco, the adults only, which I also love. This is also from Temu, but that's an old haul. The banana. Also, I ordered a mushroom, which is over there on that side of my podcast or my studio for filming my like bikini try-ons and stuff. So you'll see that in either a weekly video on my Patreon page. If you're not a patron, you might as well become one. You get an extra like 4 to 5 to 6 videos a month. Try-on videos, sexy try-on videos. So anyway, that'll be linked down below. In the description box, I'm wearing a fancy top and I'm wearing sweatpants. Just thought I'd let you know. Because I think you can see it here anyway. Can you see my sweatpant booty? Yeah, so today's cocktail is going to be, okay, so I had a friend order a rum and coke with a splash of ginger ale, and I was like, what? I've heard of like rum and coke with a splash of orange juice, but a splash of ginger ale? And, I didn't taste it, but I was curious. So today, I have a Diet Pepsi, a ginger ale, and some spiced rum, and we're gonna give it a shot. I have no idea if this drink has a name. I don't know if it's considered a cocktail, but I guess anything that's like got more than two ingredients in it is like a rum and coke considered a cocktail? I guess so. Anyway, my hair. So I have the Dyson Airwrap. Ow. I have a whole bunch of brand new sunglasses that came in. I'm not sure if you really loved the try on last time, so maybe I might try them on, I might not. What was I saying? My hair? Was I talking about my hair? I used a hair oil in it before I Dyson Airwrapped it. That's what I was talking about. And the Dyson Airwrap is like $800. It's ridiculous, but I did get it on Boxing Day. Boxing Day sale where I saved some money, so I did not pay that much. But I'm telling you, it is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm experimenting with like trying different hair products with it to see if it holds longer. It's dry here right now in the mountains, so my hair is holding a curl. But because it's so clean, I feel like I just need to like brush it out because it's too, the curls are too defined, but it's the hair oil that I used. I like it to look a little bit more fluffy. But I'm going to be playing with my hair a lot. It's just something that I do and I can't help myself. Let's make a cocktail or whatever the hell this is going to be. Everything's cold, so I didn't bring ice. I'm going to use this glass right here. What does this resemble? I don't know, if I wore tight pants at Christmas dinner. Bloop, bloop. That's what it resembles. Okay, so the spice rum I have is the Bacardi spiced rum. I really like a nice spiced rum. I think, is the Kraken, is that spiced rum? Or is that something different? It just smells like cinnamon and like brown sugar. I'm going to assume that the bottom of this glass is specifically designed for one shot of alcohol. So that's probably more like one and a half, but we will just go with the flow. And then I have my Pepsi Zero Sugar and Ginger Ale. So I should have just got Pepsi with sugar. There's definitely sugar in ginger ale. And we're going to fill this puppy up. So I wonder if I should do ginger ale on the bottom. Well, the way that they did it, who knows? I'll do ginger ale on the bottom. Why not? I'm going to fill this bottom bump with ginger ale and fill the top bump with Pepsi. If this is perfect fit, if this is a perfect fit, I'm going to be happy. So every single one of these, or every one of these little bubbles, is probably about 220 milliliters, roughly. Oops, and I don't have a straw. Oh well. Interesting. It definitely tastes quite a bit different. What does it taste like? Okay. It tastes like, you know those bottle caps? The bottle cap candies? The Coke flavored one? Exactly like this. It makes sense, obviously. It's Pepsi or like a cola. But the ginger ale makes it taste like that candy. Because regular, those candies don't just taste like Coke or Pepsi. Yes, I like it. I do order rum and Coke sometimes if I'm in the mood for one, if I'm out. But next time I'll be like, just add a little splash of ginger ale. All right, episode 127. So it is so beautiful out today. So I should do this before winter. I didn't this year. I just kind of take my patio furniture and put it under the overhang of my deck. And so today I unzipped all the covers off of my patio furniture and my umbrella, because I didn't really know this was a thing until I stored my umbrella one year and it kind of got mildewy on one side. And then I was doing research and they're like, just throw it in the washing machine. And then I realized I could do that with all my patio furniture covers. So today I washed my patio furniture covers and my umbrella and got everything set up out there. It's weird because my deck, it's cedar, is when there's something stored on it, it starts to like get fibrous and it kind of almost looks like fiberglass and it's all stuck to the patio furniture. And I was like, damn it. Not good to store your stuff over winter time. It's pretty dry though, but like right on the wood. I should kind of have something in between. But I need to wash parts of the furniture and all that good stuff. But now I've been living in this house for quite a few summers and that's going to be a lot happening a lot on this podcast. I'm drinking sparkling beverages. The deck color is now like faded. So I tried to hire somebody to come and stain it again. Didn't work because you have to get rid of the gray tone underneath to stain it, unless you're going to paint it, but I don't want to paint it because then it just looks even worse when it starts to fade. So the thing is with the cedar deck, it's like I should have gone with like a composite material or something. It just will last a lot longer because in like the first year that it was finished, it was like beautiful. Anyway, So I need to sand the deck and stain it, and I think I might just do it like board by board if I'm bored one day. But just kind of go in sequence, and get as much done as I can at a time, depending on the weather and stuff like that. On Sunday, it's supposed to be plus 19 degrees Celsius here. There is still snow on the ground. And it's all gonna go. And I'm like, what's gonna happen to the creeks? Or they're gonna like flood? Because when there's a fast melt, I think it takes maybe like 5 consecutive days of plus 20 to really cause any issues, because it's happened here before, where the creeks start flooding because the melt is happening so fast. And hopefully that doesn't happen. But I don't, like I said, I don't think it will. I think we got some time yet. It's definitely bringing me back to my childhood, which is not a great thing when it's like a rum-inspired cocktail. But I do feel like it's so, like, it definitely has this flavor to it. I wonder if that's why she orders them like that. No, probably not. She just likes to taste. Okay, so I am gonna get into this podcast. I didn't prepare anything. As usual, actually, so I have to apologize for last podcast for episode 126 because I didn't realize the audio had cut out, or I did at the beginning, and then I thought I got it going again, but I didn't. So the audio in the last episode is total junk. So sorry for that. And yeah, do you want to know what? I just thought of it right now. I rewatched the movie The Game with Michael Douglas. That is a good movie. And the person I watched it with had not seen it before, and I knew what was going to happen, right? So, but I don't typically like to rewatch movies, but I'm glad that I did, because I was like, that is actually a really good movie. So, The Game by Michael Douglas, I think it was made in the early 90s. Super good movie. Highly recommend it if you have not. It's got like this weird, it keeps getting twistier and twistier as it goes on. I like movies like that, keep you kind of guessing. There's a fly right now on my camera. I swear it's gonna walk right in front, right over the lens. Story of my life. Also, I think allergy season is started. Sorry about that. Have I ever sneezed on the podcast? I'm sure I have. If not, there you go. I typically will sneeze 2, maybe 3 times, always twice. 3 times, it's a really good one. 4 times, I don't know if I've ever sneezed 4 times in a row. That was just once, because I distracted myself. Are you somebody who likes to destroy somebody else's sneeze? When they're like, oh, and you're like, oh, I made it, and then you wreck it for them, and they're like, God damn it. Sneezing is one of those joys in life that are just magical. It's like God's golden hand came down and blessed you. I actually didn't mean to. I didn't actually mean to make that correlation because you say bless you after a sneeze. But I think maybe subconsciously that just happened. But anyway, it's just like a gift from the heavens. And I'm not really a peer when I sneeze. Some people are like, oh, I just peed a little. It has happened to me before, but only when I really have to pee and then I sneeze. But otherwise, I'm pretty good. Whoa. That almost didn't go well. These kind of glasses, I guess they make me a bit nervous because they're like skinnier on the bottom than on the top. I have these, I call them my beaker glasses because they kind of look like a little, I don't know, they don't even really look like a beaker, but they're like really wide on the bottom. They're almost triangular. And those you cannot tip over ever, ever, ever. What else? There was something else that I wanted to discuss. Well, that concludes, just joking. Oh yeah, well, just the weather. I don't know what the hell's gonna happen. All I know is that on Sunday, I'm gonna have my bikini out. I'm gonna put it on. I'm going to lay my towel down in my lounger and I'm going to tan. Or burn. One or the other. Not both, that's for sure. Definitely burn. I'm not like a real burner. I will tan from like a bit of a burn, but excuse me, the thing. Whoa. The thing is with me, oh God, these freaking flies. It's not even worth getting a real tan though sometimes because my tan fades so fast. It's like, it seems like 2 days I have it and then it's gone. So I'm just always slathering on fake tan. So I have saved more interesting things on my Instagram so that I have something to bring up with you guys. when you filmed pretty much 126 hours of you talking about just things about your life and your future and your hopes and dreams and your goals and your childhood, you start to run out of ideas. And I know I can double up on some subjects, right? Because I've talked multiple times about certain things, but not everybody has watched every single one of my episodes. So, oh yeah, also, I bought, so my nail tech's skin the other day looked incredible. And she's like, oh yeah, it's the Super Goop glow screen. And I was like, what the hell? I'd never heard of it. It's like an SPF 40, but it has a bit of like shimmer in it, but it's not shimmer. It's like just this glow from within type color thing, ingredient. And I don't know how the lights affect it. So if my skin looks extra vampire-ish, meaning glittery, get it? Because on Twilight, vampire skin is like shimmery. you have to kind of know what Twilight is to maybe get that reference. But if my skin looks more glowy or shiny or off, it's because of that. And I'll know when I review this podcast if the lights and it works on camera or not. But I love the idea of mixing it in with my foundation because it adds this like really nice dark, dark tone. So I don't have to self tan my face as much if I'm going to use this Super Goop glow screen, and it's SPF 40. And I wear sunscreen every day anyway, but it's just like a little extra layer of protection on my face. And I can't wait to try it out. Today I was going to try it out, but I was like, no, I have to film. I can't test this out on my face solely without having tested it and before I put it out there in the universe. Anyway, I'm kind of mumbly today. It's one of those days. I did take 2 of my Alpha Brain pills, which is basically just like vitamins and minerals that help you think better. Not working. I wonder if the alcohol just like balances it out. I don't even think I got to the alcohol yet. I mean, it did mix when I poured it, but. Okay. Why can I not figure out where to go? Here we go. So these are posts that I saved because they were fascinating to me. And in the same way that I posted Little Miss No Name in the last episode, I like to kind of watch it and show you at the same time and then kind of discuss it after. If you like that format, I think even if you're just listening to this audio and you're not watching, it still can make a bit of sense. If I'm trying on sunglasses and stuff like that, it's not as exciting for my audio listeners because they have no idea what's going on, or they have an idea what's going on. They just can't see what's going on. Okay, so there was this fascinating study done with water and seeds. And basically here, have a look at this.
I would put a seed into the water, leave it for 30 seconds, remove and freeze. When I put a sunflower seed into the water, it didn't design the seed, it designed the sunflower itself. With a flax seed, it designed the fruit of the flax seed. But when I put a pistachio shell in the water, it only designed the shell. It didn't design the tree because there was no nut in the shell. I've done it with apples too, apple seeds seen in apple. And then I've let it melt and then refrozen it and seen the apple. And then I've let that melt and refrozen it 3 days later and still seen an apple. So it's held the information for a long time.
So that is wild. So essentially she's taking a seed, dropping it in a petri dish full of water, taking it out and then freezing that water. And the water freezes in the shape of the fruit it's to bear. Or, for example, the sunflower seed produced a sunflower in the dish. I was like, what the hell? How is something like that possible? And like, how do you even come up with an experiment like that? Like, how did you think to even try that? You know what I mean? But it's interesting because, you know, I've talked about this before, but your intention towards something, your words, your intention, what else would be in the category? But even just like, the rice theory is the one that I can think of, where you have two equal controlled jars of rice, cooked rice, keep it in the same area. So everything about this experiment is as controlled as possible. Rice from the same pot, put it in the same vessel, it's washed in the same dish soap and whatever. And every day you walk past this rice and one of them, you love on the rice. You're so beautiful. Look at you. You taste great. You look amazing. The other rice, you start insulting and calling stupid and look at you. You're just, what a piece of crap. Long story short, after a period of time, the rice that you are speaking negatively to starts to rot and decay, where the rice that you're speaking positively to stays fresh and white and crisp. So there have been many studies done, and it's kind of like, unless you try it yourself, which is very difficult to do because it has to be so controlled. Otherwise, you could throw in all sorts of factors that will screw that experiment up. But like, it's different in a way, but it's similar in the same like spectrum of craziness that this is in. It's like, what is actually going on, right? Just a seed, those little cells that touch that water. I don't know how long she left it in there for. It looks like she just put it in, took it out, and froze the water. And holy crap, that's crazy. So there's so much going on around us all the time that you can't see, but is affecting everything else, even yourself. And another one that I was watching is, I believe it was, negative people in your life and the power that negativity has. Is really wild, and it's hard when it's a family member or like a close friend, because you can have a good relationship with somebody who's talking negatively all the time. I mean, for me, I tend to kind of attract more of those people because I'm like an uplifting person. If I sense somebody's having a bad day, I'll do my best to try to cheer them up or make them laugh or whatever. So it's almost like people that thrive on that, I shouldn't say thrive, like I think some people get caught up in their own stuff they have going on in their life, and that's fine and that's normal. But some people just take it to the next level, and you're like, it's a sunny, beautiful day. Let's thank the Lord for today and just the fact that we're alive. But no, it's this and that. I don't have a lot of people in my life like that, but it's, like I said, it's tough when it's like a family member and they're like either a sibling or cousin or something, and you're like always talking to them, and you always have to be like, you're afraid to ask them, how are you? Instead of going, because it's like, oh, not so great. You just open the can of worms. Whereas you learn to approach somebody who's a complainer, like, hey, so, great weather. Hey, yeah. So, you know, don't open it like, hey, how's it going? Naturally, I think just as like conversationalist people, we ask that naturally. How are you? How have you been? Always the first freaking thing. Sometimes you don't want to ask that. Sometimes you want to be like, hey, good to see you. And then go from there. Don't give them the fuel. And you're not like doing a disservice to them. You're just doing a service to yourself by avoiding that conversation. Let's see. Oops. Some of these, because I'm going to be showing you now, I can show you some of the goofy ones. This one got me. This is a seagull hitching a ride on another seagull. He's just chilling on there. I don't know. Is this real? Like, that's really funny. I guess he would be super light if he had his wings out. It's not like he's putting his foot, but he's got his full weight on that bird. Okay, this is funny. I don't know if I thought this was maybe AI, and it's so crazy now that I'm like starting to not know or like trust what I see, which is better not to trust what you see anyway. But this specifically I thought was hilarious and very much something I would do. Let's watch it together.
I just came home from my workout. So now I do what I always do. I make a little protein drink. I take cherry juice. Slice up a little banana.
Yep. So far, so good.
Whey protein.
Protein powder.
How do you get the protein as quick as possible into the bloodstream? You're right. A little schnapps directly from Austria. And you pour it in. Not too much.
On his face.
This is gonna be fantastic.
How do you get the protein in the bloodstream the fastest? Cherry brandy. Imagine just like drinking. He can't be serious, but maybe he is. I don't know. But I was thinking for a second, I was like, does that make sense? To get something into your bloodstream faster, you consume it with alcohol? I don't know why I'm not making any gains. Maybe because you're following up your healthy action with the unhealthy action, like drinking booze. Oh, that was so funny. That just made me laugh. I sent that to a couple different people. Do you ever like, so depending on what, I guess what day of the month it is or like my mood, some things I find so extremely funny in the moment. And then I rewatch it later on and I don't find it funny at all. And I'm like, wow, I just sent that to like four people that think I'm a total idiot because it's not funny at all. But it's really, I mean, to each their own. Like I get sent things from my friends, my close friends that are like, know my sense of humor or whatever, that are like, okay. But I don't know if you can relate, because that's something that I just took notice of the other day. And I was like, oh, that's really not that funny. Oh, yeah. So I received my third jumping spider. My little Harley is his or her name. I don't know if it's male or female yet. Excuse me. So I just call it a she right now, just because that's kind of where I'm leaning. She is a Bahama white. So she comes from, I guess, the Bahamas, but she's going to molt eventually and pop out after one of her molts, pop out as a little white spidey. Excuse me, not fully white, but close. And she is actually so beautiful. And I'm kind of actually leaning more towards it being a male sometimes, because the little fang covers are like a bright neon green. Whereas Chica, who is female, is like purple. And then Bart, who is male, is orange. Kind of orange and green. And typically the greens are supposed to be males, but they can be female too. So it's kind of like, eh. But it's a little bit too small at this point to tell. But I think it's getting ready to molt because it's built like a little cavern, and which I'm excited, because especially when your spideys transform so much after a certain point, like every time they molt, they change so much. So when they're really tiny, it's kind of like they keep coming out dark or like monotone. And then Bart right now is like such a redhead. It's insane. So Chica is my biggest jumping spider. And she's more like cream and brown and maybe a little bit leaning kind of auburn in some parts. Bart is like black and orange. Well, maybe more like brown and orange. But I mean orange, like It's really funny because his markings make it so that his little eyes look like they have like eyelashes and he's got like eyebrows. They have such character, like personality, just by the way that they are born. That's just how they look. It's like, oh my God, he's looking at me, because their eyes were so big. And Harley is right now looks very black with like a bit of white, but entirely black head, which will turn entirely white eventually. It's funny how it works. But I'll show you guys some videos when I get some good ones. And then I want to show you all three, because actually my little setup is really cool. What's happening though is I'm thinking about ordering another one. Now, I have to stop, because what will happen is, like, luckily there are no really neat jumping spiders available right now, because I feel like I would have already ordered another one. And this is what happens to me. Like, if I get obsessed or with something, or not obsessed, but like almost like collecting something, it's all I can think about. It's like what I spend my time searching for. And there's a really neat jumping spider that I'm interested in that has a really red, like bright neon red butt, and the rest of the body is black. I was like, oh, that's just really cool. And especially when you have, like, I've got three of them now. They look really neat together. They interact with each other through the plexiglass. And I'm like, oh, they have such little different personalities that, and they're so tiny to keep, that I really could, buy another one. But then I think three is good. And then I might breed them. That's one thing. I was like, Chica's a female, I know. Bart is a male. But then I have to find out what Harley is, because I'm not sure what it is yet. But when you mix breed them together too, and they're three, because they have three different types. One is Everglades. So I think Bart is an Everglades, Phidippus Regius. And then Chica is, I can't remember the name. And then Harley is a Bahama White. But anyway, so it's just neat. And I watch them all the time. Sometimes I'll pull up a chair and I'll just see how they're, because you could tell when they're kind of in hunt mode, they start to actually move around their enclosure quite a bit. Whereas a lot of times they kind of stay up where the heat from the lamp is, and they kind of just, because they're arboreal, they just hang out up top all the time. Anyway, but yeah, exciting. But I think I'm going to stick with three. There was one for sure that I wanted to show you. There is this really incredible footage of, okay, on this topic of spiders, check this out. Spider collects air to make an underwater home. And he lives in this little dome. And he catches fish. Right? Or probably like little underwater shrimp. I've never seen something like that before. That's wild. Check this jumping spider out. So it's obviously doing its like mating dance. But that is incredible. Like a little peacock lifts up his butt. And actually collecting, or not collecting, but like raising these little spideys has given me other crazy ideas. So I've never been afraid of snakes ever. When I was a kid, we used to catch garter snakes in the garden, and I never once ever was worried, like scared, or I just don't have that instinct in me to be afraid of snakes. Some people are born with it. I wasn't. And I was floating down the Old Man River with my mom and her friends, and I was probably, I don't know, 14, 15, and caught a garter snake that was swimming across the river and kept him with me the whole time. The people could not believe that I was actually holding a snake, touching a snake, and I was like, it's just a snake. Wound up keeping him in a little enclosure in my bedroom, and then let him go. But anyway, I had a pet snake for a while, but it was like a wild caught pet snake. It wasn't like anything too exciting. But I thought it'd be really neat to have a snake. But I'm like, spiders and snakes, my friends won't want to come over. Actually, maybe I should. Sorry, guys, the snake's gonna be out. And also, because I have really high vaulted ceilings, like timber ceilings, I feel like the snake would be like up the timber on, like I'd never be able to get it back if it escaped. Same with any spiders or birds or, God forbid, I've lost helium balloons up in my ceiling, and you won't believe the innovation to get that thing down. So there was like this old helium, this yellow, ugly helium balloon that was on the ceiling of my house for a long time. And I just was like, there's no way that I can get this down. Anyway, I had the idea to use the vacuum, because it had a string on it, to use the vacuum to try to suck the string down and pull it down. That's exactly what I did, and it worked. And I was like, I wish somebody was here to experience this with me, because I was so incredibly innovative. Another time, this is the best one. So we had a helium balloon up on the ceiling, and it had no string. And of course, my vacuum was not that long. And then I was like, what if we put, because I have ceiling fans, you can make them go one way, which blows air down. What if I put the ceiling fans on where it goes the opposite way and pushes air up? So lo and behold, the air pushed up, forced the balloon down, and we got it down. If ever you need a problem solved, ask me. But then I can't do simple things like figure out pretty much anything. I was trying to figure something out the other day. What was it? It was the time change. Fall back, spring forward. I always know which direction it is. Spring forward. If the time goes ahead an hour, does that mean I'm getting up an hour earlier or later? And will it be darker in the morning or will it be lighter? That's what I'm talking about. That kind of like some things I could figure out right away. That kind of shit, I can't. Has this been in your field of view the whole time? It's the very edge of my desk. Oh, so anyway. Yeah. What was my point? I'm kind of dumb. But sometimes I really surprise myself when I'm like, I can't believe I figured that out. Okay, so with regard to my setup here, it's not going to stay like this. I don't know if I love the disco and the adults only with Tipsy, my cat. The colors are just not doing it for me. And I might shift things around. I kind of still want to keep with the kind of warm tone Palm Springs. This is a little bit like Vegas-esque. It's not the vibe I'm going for. But I have lots of other space where I'm going to be able to use those things. And that's part of the reason why I'm like going so crazy with little decor, is because I have so many little areas to still set up in this studio that I'm like, oh, I could go there, go here. So, oh, also these are new. I've got like a really cool blue bulb in there. I had it from before. I did not buy that from Timo. Timu, the bulb. I didn't. This is from Timu. That's from Timu. Everything you see is from Timu, except for me. No, that's not true. I also want to get a lot more plants. And freaking fake plants are very expensive. And I don't know if I would actually go on Timu to find fake plants. Just because I do like them to look a little bit more realistic. I don't mind spending a little more if they look better. But otherwise, yeah, that's that. I ordered 2 Endy mattresses. So after doing some research, there's quite a few different brands you can buy here in Canada. I'm not sure if Helix ships to Canada. Probably does, but the top 3 when I went to look up the best box mattresses in Canada, I think number 1 was... Different top 10s and like on different websites, but Endy was always right up there. There's one called the Emma and one called Casper, and then a few different ones, but Endy's always at the top. And if I were to go online and like look up, which I did, look up videos on like people's reviews on the Endy, really, 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 really good. But I bought two of these mattresses because one of them, like one of my mattresses, have to be replaced too. That's just quite old and just need to replace it. And the queen size for my new spare bedroom. I'm shopping right now for a duvet set and sheet set. I don't know if I'm meant to be an interior designer, but it just evokes such joy and like excitement when I'm looking to kind of put a look together. Because I already know the wallpaper that I'm going to order. Very retro. It's like a yellow starburst. And the most 70s, 60s, 70s wallpaper you've ever seen. I already have it in the bathroom here. So that's going to go up. And so I'm just trying to make sure that I don't clash with the yellow wallpaper, because I've seen a couple like yellow duvet sets. Yellow is just like a color that I love. And if it's the right tone, it's very like 70s nostalgic for me. So either I'm going to really match the wallpaper with the duvet set or go totally opposite. Not totally opposite, but like maybe do like a green velvet or do like an orange tone something-ish. Anyway, exciting stuff. And then still have to order the headboard and figure things out. Still have to pretty much empty that room because I've got a lot of my things in there still. So slowly but surely, it's coming along. I just need to like dedicate an entire weekend to make it happen. But I have to get on ordering stuff so that it arrives. But anyway, the mattress is on its way. So even if they, like my sister and her husband are coming to stay over Easter, and I'm like, as long as the mattress is in and they could just sleep on the floor in there, the Endy mattress will still be just as comfortable. But at least they'll have like their own space. Before they were sleeping out in the open on my pull-out couch. I have nice room dividers and stuff to give them privacy, but like it doesn't block noise and things like that. So now they'll be able to close the door when they want to, have some privacy. And yeah, it's going to be great. I'm excited. What else is going on? I'm in desperate need of a new trashy TV show to watch. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills just ended. Vanderpump Rules is almost over. Actually, is it? Maybe not. Anyway, so Vanderpump Rules, I'm living for the show. But I love all the Real Housewives, like all of them. Well, besides the Real Housewives of, what was the one? Cape Town. That was a weird one. The Real Housewives of Cape Town. So it's a lot of Afrikaans, I believe they speak there. So not a lot of English. And then what was the other one? Oh, we started watching The Real Housewives of Amsterdam. I love it, but there's no English whatsoever. And I don't speak Dutch, even though I am. That's my heritage. I don't speak it or understand it. And I should by now, because I have so many Dutch friends that come from Holland and some are visiting right now. And they start off in their conversation like, I should just secretly learn how to speak Dutch and then know what they're saying about me. But yeah, I'm just curious if you have any suggestions as to newer series that are coming out either on Apple TV or whatever that are worth watching. I'm not saying that you and I are into the same thing, but you just never know. Also, today I slept in till like 10:30 for absolutely no reason. I actually woke up like my usual time, but I didn't have to get up for anything. So I normally get up around like by 7, 6:37. And my fly friend, that was Jaxie. Jaxie, don't land on my head ever again. Anyway, so I woke up and then I was just like, yeah, I didn't have to get up for any reason. Everything was kind of already done. And next thing you know, like 10:30. And I was like, whoa. And I'm not wearing my Whoop right now. Actually, it's in my pocket. But I'm like, what the hell? Like an extra 3.5 hours of sleep that I didn't normally like. And I slept like I must have needed it. You know, sometimes you build up a sleep debt where you miss sleep multiple times. You can't just refresh yourself with 1 8-hour sleep. You do build up a debt and you need to kind of pay it off. It's like, where did I Well, probably maybe over the weekend. So because we do have a couple Dutch friends here, when they come to Canada, they want to party. And they don't care if you got something going on. They're over. They are, and they're so much fun. And like, they're such, their culture is so different. And it's not even that, I think it's more conservative, their culture, in some ways. So when they come over here, they just let loose. And it is like the Canadian Rockies. This is like freedom. There's nobody around. Quadding, snowmobiling, whatever you name it, we got it. So they come here. That's, I don't know. I almost feel like it's too good. So much so where a couple of friends have purchased properties around here just so that they can kind of constantly come back here. And it's just a lot of fun, but it's also like, good. I'm going to have sleep debt for the next 2 weeks after this. But we always have so much fun together. So it's definitely worth it. But it's like, wow, probably 6 times a year now, because I keep meeting more and more and more Dutch friends, that because they bring their friend the next time, and then they come and stay with you, and then their friends, and then they bring their friends the next time. And like, the circle just kind of keeps on growing and growing. So when that makes it hard is like heading back to Holland, then everybody wants to see you because it's almost like they're over here a lot more than I'm over there. And anyway, it's fine. It's totally fun and awesome. But it's like, okay, I have to make it a 3-week trip this time because 2 weeks isn't enough, because I have to spend a whole week popping over to see everybody before I go off on the rest of my trip. But it's fine. This, not bad. Definitely not bad. I highly recommend trying it. It might not be your favorite thing. I don't typically like to consume drinks with sugar in it. I just find, for me, it makes it a lot more hangover-ish. I basically, like, if I have a beverage when I'm out, it'll be, my number one choice is something bubbly, like a Prosecco or something. Second choice would be just a nice glass of wine, depending on if we're eating or whatever. And then if I do have a cocktail, I'll do like just a soda, like a vodka soda, like a raspberry vodka soda or something with a bit of lime. I don't really order, like, God, the last time I went crazy with cocktails when I went out, it was mudslides and just the worst combination. Tequila shots, mudslides. What was the other one that was just disgusting? Oh, like Jaeger bombs, and Jesus Christ. And it was just because they were all being bought and brought on trays. I wasn't gonna be like, oh, I can't. I was like, fine, fuck. You know, that's just, it's really, and I paid for it. Like, until 5 p.m. the next day, I was just laid out. I hate doing that. And I rarely do that. And that's why, like I said, I usually stick to like a couple different things. But I'm telling you, sometimes your friends can be a bad influence. But I'm almost tempted to throw like a little party on Sunday, like afternoon, just to have some bikinis and have some fun and have some people over, because it's going to be so hot. And I don't know, I guess I'm fantasizing about like when my pool is built and having people over, a pool party, which is a long ways away. No ground has been broken yet on that project, but it's gonna happen. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, that concludes this episode, episode 127 of Kitty Liquor. That's L-I-Q-U-O-R. Don't get it twisted. And I will be back. And I think this episode might go up on Sunday because I am filming it a bit late. Like I said, something kind of random came up yesterday, so apologies for the Sunday posts, but usually Saturday, Sunday-ish is when you can expect my podcasts. And if I'm not going to post one, which rarely happens, but when it does, I'll always let you know, and like give you a bit of advance notice. But thank you all so much for tuning in. Give me your suggestions and questions about my studio space, what you like, what you don't like. Should I keep these neon signs? Should I not? And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you all in my next video.